Hi, how's business?
How's business?
How's business? Welcome to How's Business, a podcast on what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, created by the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship. Today on How's Business, we're welcoming Urban Roots, Inc. While they provide lawn care across the city, they're located in the Bronzeville neighborhood. All right, I just want to take it from the top. If you could tell me your name and the name of your business.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Williams, and this is my wife, Tiffany, and we are the owners of Urban Roots, Inc.
So from the very start, from baby seedling to where you are today, could you tell me the story of Urban Roots, Inc., and tell me a little bit more about why you chose to get into this business?
We actually started out as Just Us Lawn Care. We started mainly because I was having a hard time finding a job because of some of my circumstances growing up here in the city of Chicago. So it was actually easier for us to get our business license than it was for me to find a job. So we started as a snow removal company, and we took the revenue that we received from the snow season and started investing in lawn care and landscaping equipment. And then we came up with the name Just Us Lawn Care and got incorporated in April of 2008.
Tell me more about what that growth looked like.
Mainly because, you know, I shoveled snow as a kid, but however, I never plowed snow with the actual truck. So we had purchased a truck and a snowplow to put on the truck and just started networking and trying to get business for the most part.
Yeah. And what did it feel like trying to learn how to use a snowplow?
Well, it was kind of like playing a PlayStation or the Xbox 360. So it was relatively easy.
And can you tell me more about just generally what the challenges of maintaining a business in the city of Chicago are?
Well, some of the challenges, to be brutally honest, some of the challenges are, you know, trying to get awarded some of those big groundbreaking contracts that can potentially take your business to the next level. So that was one of the challenges that we faced early on. And Tiffany?
Yes. So we're currently certified as minority business with the City of Chicago, and we have the CHA Section 3 certification.
What does that certification mean in terms of what you're able to do?
Well, the certification, being MBE certified with the City of Chicago, that's actually a minority business certification. So we're actually able to bid on a lot of projects with the City of Chicago and a lot of different sister agencies. We're able to bid on larger projects that offers bigger opportunities for a small business like ours to help us potentially get to the next level.
And have you been able to secure larger contracts through this certification so far?
We bid it on a couple of projects last year, but however, we didn't get approved. But we will start doing more bidding this year, 2019, on those particular projects. Because, just say for instance, we've always been more so private sector. We started out doing condos and multi-unit properties because we're able to offer them all of our services because we provide lawn care, landscaping, snow removal, custodial, and parking lot maintenance. So us having a multi-unit property, we can offer all of those services with those particular properties.
Yeah, and I think our listeners might be curious in the same way that I am. You know, it snows at 7 a.m. on that snowy day. All of your customers want something at the exact same time. How do you manage that demand all happening at the same time?
Oh, wow. That's a very good question. Well, you just have to keep in mind, like you said, everybody wants to get service at the exact same time. But for us, our main priority is our commercial clients, because you have people constantly coming in and out of those commercial properties. So we have to service our commercial properties first, and then we start servicing our other properties.
But we also have different vehicles, so we're able to dispatch certain vehicles out to certain properties and have the other vehicles at the priority properties.
So it sounds like if you guys have a couple of vehicles, you're probably job creators here in Chicago. How big is your team?
Actually, we have 5 people right now.
And you talked a little bit about how it was easier for you to get a business license than it was to get a job because of like a background that made it hard to enter the job market. Do you build that into how you decide to hire people now?
Yeah, that's one of our main things, is hiring individuals like myself who had a hard time getting a job and trying to get reacclimated back to society. A lot of people just getting out of prison and stuff like that. The levels of recidivism is so high because people go to jail and come back home and they go right back to the atmosphere that got them, you know, incarcerated in the beginning. So that's one of our main things, is trying to be that first step for individuals like myself to help them understand that it is a company out here that will hire you. And one of our long-term goals is to hire the individuals, teach them how to operate all of the equipment out in the field for 9 months, as well as teaching them how to run the office and the managerial skills of the office for the last 3 months, and show them how to start businesses for themselves.
That's wonderful. And as a person who offers this snow removal service in Chicago, would you say that Chicago needs more people who are in this field?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, it's enough money for everybody. So the one thing about it is it's not a lot of people who look like us, so to speak, that is in this particular line of work. So the opportunity is here.
How important is it to you that your business is located specifically here in Chicago?
Well, mainly because Chicago, over the years, we have been getting snows and blizzards. And, you know, me being a kid who actually went door to door with a shovel, making money as a kid, to now look today to be an actual business here in the city of Chicago. I never dreamed this, you know, I actually wanted to, but at some point in my life, but I never dreamed that we would be in a position that we are now.
And we've been born and raised here in Chicago, so we do understand the importance of economic growth with being able to hire people in these low to moderate income areas just to help stimulate the economy.
Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about what it's been like to work with City Hall.
It was relatively easy. It's a general liability license. And then we also have the general contractor's license that we actually applied and received for maybe about 3 years ago.
Is there anything particular about your experience that you would point to and say, like, that's an example of how Chicago's doing it right?
Well, the city of Chicago is very open to minorities and people of all backgrounds and ethnicity to just come in and just apply. I mean, the business licenses, like, they used to start at $250 back then. Now the city of Chicago has implemented a new program. Well, for first-time businesses, they have cut that in half. And the price is now starting at $125 for new startup businesses.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming that throughout the history of your business, there must have been some challenging times. Who do you look to for guidance? Like, what are the resources at your disposal?
So the first year of business, we did really well. Again, as Jimmy stated, we took our profit from the snow season and the lawn care season in April is when we decided that we wanted to venture off into the landscape industry.
Back then, it was a struggle for us, mainly because we were having to wait on those payments to come in. We didn't have any working capital whatsoever. So we were referred to Axion by the Institute for Justice Law Clinic, and we reached out to Axion, and Axion has been helping us out all the way up until today.
And Axion helps specifically with capital, is that right?
Yeah, the initial loan was a micro loan, which really helped us out in a tremendous way. So in each and every loan thereafter, it has been increasing and increasing and increasing. I think in 2017, we had our largest loan from Axion, which actually helped us to purchase new equipment and helped us with the branding and stuff like that, with the rebranding from Just Us Lawn Care to Urban Roots, Inc.
So I think that this is a common thread that we hear among small business owners, that access to capital is really important and sometimes hard. If you weren't able to utilize Axion, what do you think your business would be like now without having access to working capital?
Well, not having access to working capital, it could literally take you out of business. So programs like Axion are needed because a lot of small business owners and starting up don't have any credit whatsoever. And it actually helps you build your credit. You are the business, so to speak. So you don't have any personal credit. That means, you know, the business can't really operate. So they helped us to build the personal credit, which in turn helped the business to grow.
And if you could use one word to describe what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, what would that one word be?
Opportunity.
Definitely opportunity for people that have a hard time finding a job, whether they're ex-felons or, you know, there's been a lot of layoffs at different positions. So just for people that are entrepreneurs and that are seeking to go into business for themselves, starting a business with the city of Chicago is actually an opportunity for them because there's not a lot of red tape that you have to go through to actually obtain your business license. And that's for our industry, for the landscape industry.
Is there anything else that you want to tell us about Urban Roots, Inc. before we sign off?
So if you're interested in doing business with Urban Roots, Inc. for landscaping or snow removal, we also offer parking lot maintenance as well as custodial maintenance. We're just adding power washing to our services as well. Please contact us at 773-952-6842, or you can reach us on the website at www.urbanrootsinc.com.
Since 1998, the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship has provided free legal assistance, support, and advocacy for low-income entrepreneurs in Chicago. The IJ Clinic also trains University of Chicago law students to be vigorous and creative advocates for entrepreneurs. For more information, visit www.housebusinessshy.com.